I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You guys remember Joe Judge? Not fondly, of course, but Joe Judge had his moments here, right? Well, he's down at Ole Miss, and Joe Judge was brought into the hearing for the NCAA to decide whether or not Trinidad Chambliss would get an extra year of eligibility to play college football at Ole Miss, or, of course, he's got to go pro. Tough for that kid, I'm sure. Make $5 million bucks as the Ole Miss quarterback, or go pro and make $20 million.
The news today must have been very, very difficult.
So I don't know how or why this particular topic came up in the conversation, but they did have Joe Judge up on what looks like a law room, a court.
Yeah, and he's on the stand.
Looks like he's testifying in some manner. And the issue of players and the players' girlfriends or wives, I suppose, getting pregnant during the football season, the college football season, came up as a topic of conversation. And Joe Judge took it in a place that I never thought in my lifetime, especially nowadays, I would hear a football coach ever say what he said about an hour and a half ago. So that's the setup for this. Joe Judge on the stand talking about football players at college, not NFL players, college football players who might wind up with a pregnant girlfriend or wife during the football season. And here's Joe Judge.
But we would have to educate. This is always a tough conversation to have. It's not even a popular thing. This is the truth. We would have to educate significant others who may have been pregnant during the season or are going to have a baby during the season. And you'd have to educate them on, you have this baby in the middle of the season. That father has to play good football, right? It's a day-by-day production business. He has to be ready to perform and go out there and play. And what I say that is, you need to let him sleep. He needs to be in another room, detached. You have to explain to the mother, like, hey, listen, he ain't waking up for midnight feedings. After the season, he's full metal jacket. You do whatever you want with him. He can change every diaper. But in season, he's got to have different priorities. Now, but we would have to educate. This is always a tough conversation to have, and it's not going to get popular.
That's all right.
I think we just heard it. Yeah, it's on loop. So that's Joe Judge today.
Yeah.
Saying that they have to educate a pregnant woman who is impregnated by a college football player that if she has the baby during the football season, that she should have zero expectations of the man that impregnated her, the father of the child, participating in any aspect of raising the child for those few months when the child, you know, has diaper changes and feedings.
Well, yeah.
And that you have to also allow this football player to get some sleep, to be in a different room, to be completely detached from you and your attempt to raise a newborn. And he said it with a straight face.
Yeah.
And he is, as you might expect, getting buried today.
Yeah.
That he actually uttered the words that you just heard him utter.
But I get it now. A little bit.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm not saying I agree with him, but I get it. You said it before. Sleep apnea.
Sleep apnea.
That's what he's... The laryngitis was causing him sleep apnea.
Yeah, maybe
he's
it was.
Trying to make the case that lack of sleep impacts you as a player.
Well, of course it does.
To the point where they tell people...
Yeah.
If you have a kid, he can't be missing sleep. He can't be getting up in the middle of
the
night.
You're going to say that
to the ridiculous.
Woman
it's
that
ridiculous.
Just gave birth?
Yes.
Like,
but his point is, that's how much we value sleep in these athletes.
Yeah.
Not like the sleep
apnea.
He has
to play good football. Right.
Sleep apnea could impact him to such a level that we tell people in their private life. Sometimes it's a tough conversation with a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Like, he needs sleep so badly that don't ask him to wake up in the middle of the night to feed the baby.
Because he's not doing it.
Right. To change the diapers.
Because the football team's more important than the child.
Football is more important than the child.
That's right.
And sleep is more important to a football player. So he had sleep apnea, Doc.
Yeah. But here's the really weird thing. He's not saying it to the players.
Oh, I know.
Joe Judge is suggesting we have to sit down with the woman who just gave birth to a brand new baby boy or girl and let her know you're on your own. He is not helping you out until football season is over.
Mm-hmm.
And when football season is over, he'll change every diaper and be a doting father. But if you give birth between August and, let's say, mid-January, do not expect any help from the father because we're not going to let him help you.
Correct.
Because the football game is more important than him actually helping you raise your child.
He needs his rest.
What? Like, I saw that. I thought it was SNL finally got funny again. But no, it was not a Saturday Night Live bit.
That is...
He's in trouble.
Yeah, nobody
now,
is going to like
maybe it'll
that.
Miss, because where it is in the country, that's kind of like some old school country thinking. But I also know the country we currently live in. That might have played in 1956.
Right.
That's your responsibility. I got to go earn the bacon.
Yeah.
Don't bother me. And I got to go to bed because I got to work tomorrow. You're now telling an 18, 19, 20, 20-year-old gal who's having most likely her first child that you have to be respectful that the man that knocked you up has to get sleep, is not helping with the diapers, he's not getting up in the middle of the night. And matter of fact, you need to separate yourself and the newborn from that guy because football is much more important than that child is.
100%.
What?
And not only is it a hypothetical, he kind of acknowledged that he's had those conversations with
him. Yeah,
he
tough.
Has told a woman that he is not going to be there, and don't you ask him to get up in the middle
of
the night.
That sleep for him is much more important. You got to get up and feed that baby. You got to get up and change that diaper. Yeah.
You want him to have a career? You want him to be an NFL player? You want him?
That's right.
That's it. He's sleeping.
That's right.
And that's why members of the committee, sleep apnea is a significant thing.
I mean, that might be the genesis of it. I don't know if
that's got to be it.
But I saw
that's
that
what
I said.
He was arguing, right? He said he was arguing that laryngitis caused sleep apnea.
Yes, something along those lines.
Right. So
that was their fight. Yeah.
That's his way of saying that's how much we value sleep.
Yeah.
That I would tell mothers not to expect to have fathers.
Yeah. And the NCAA came out and said, laryngitis does not get you an extra year. Sleep apnea does not get you another year of football.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 9 years of Montana, come on back. I saw another kid yesterday when I went home. There's a kid with his 11th year of eligibility playing somewhere else that the NCAA said yes to that kid.
Wow.
But this poor kid, now look, I'm not sure if Trinidad's Chamblet has a kid or not.
Mm-hmm.
If it was like a specific thing where he, they had a problem because maybe Trinidad was trying to be a good dad. I don't know that part of the story. But I'm watching that going, please tell me this is AI. Please tell me this is someone just having taken some fun and taking some shots at our guy, Joe Judge. But alas, it was not. It is that audio was real. Now, I know there's going to be some of you. I know there are some of you, older guys perhaps, different generation, I get it, that are going to call in and say, Joe Judge is right. You tell that little lady not to spread her legs if she don't want to deal with the repercussions of having a baby. And I'm sure we're going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get the other side. I can't believe that Joe Judge is such an animal. The question is, where do you stand? Like, if Joe Judge
It's not even so much the opinion. He's acknowledging that he's had that conversation.
Yes.
He has told
But he's having it, I assume they have it with the player also.
Yes, of course.
But the thing that got me, because I, look, that's an old school kind of like tough guy, you know, talk. It's a man's world, 1950s stuff, whatever, mm-hmm. right? But what I took out of it, the thing that kind of made me, you know, what did he just say? Is that he's having that conversation with the woman. Mm-hmm. And he goes, it's a tough conversation to have with a gal, but you know you have to have it. And you have to be like, listen, sweetheart, you got yourself into this mess. You're 50% responsible for this. You said yes.
Yeah.
I need you to know that when that kid pops out, he ain't going to be around. You know. Now, and by the way,
it is ridiculous.
We got spring ball coming up in a month, and spring ball is very important. If you think he's changing diapers while we have our inter-squad scrimmage, I'm telling you now he's not.
Yeah.
Which means, can you imagine if a player's like, coach, I got a situation. Kids got 103 fever. Girlfriend's sick too. Man, I gotta go over there. I gotta go over there and help out. And the coach is like, "No, you don't. Mm-hmm. You're not going over there. You're not changing diapers today. We got film study. So you'll be at film study, and she'll have to worry about changing the diapers."
Yeah. we'll send over Ted the assistant. Ted.
Yeah.
Take the kid to the hospital.
By the way.
Yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
I know you're saying it as a joke, but that may not be a joke.
No.
Hey, where's our unpaid grad assistant?
Yeah.
Can you go help that little lady out?
Yeah.
Change a diaper, clean an ass or two. Make sure you get under the balls. Yeah.
But that's...
Gotta get under the carriage.
Yeah, you gotta make sure
that
no...
carriage is clean that's there now, right. Smarty.
But yeah, I mean, that, you're right. It's one thing just to tell your players, like, hey, look, I don't want to hear you're tired because you're up all night with the baby.
That's
like, you made a decision to have a child, but that's we expect you here and ready to go. It's another... To kind of like, well, let's bring in everyone.
Tell the woman.
Like, everyone's coming in.
Honey, come on in.
Don't ask them.
Right. Like that's right. It's how you're telling the player football's first.
Right.
You're telling the woman, the mother of the child, no expectations of getting help.
Right.
Till June.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Judge.
He's going to be, yeah. By the way, people are not going to like that.
Did you ever do the peanut butter diaper trick or no?
No.
Never did it?
I know that one.
Pete, you ever do the peanut butter diaper trick with your kid?
No, I have not. No.
Do you know what it is?
I'm assuming.
Have you ever changed a diaper?
Oh, yeah.
You're a diaper guy, right?
Of course,
right?
Of course.
So the peanut butter trick is, you put the kid up on like the countertop. You got the little bassinet thingy, whatever it is, right? And your wife's like, finally getting a break. Like, oh, thank God. Thank you.
I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're the best. Changing a diaper, giving me a 2-minute break. Like, he's on the nipple all day. He's crying. He's cranky, the whole thing. So what you do is you take two diapers. You have a clean diaper, and then you have a diaper that you put, like, Jiffy in, peanut butter. And you obviously you put some of the peanut butter on your finger, and you look to your wife and you go, "Are you feeding him something different?" And she, you know, Todd, she's like, "No, breast milk. That's all he gets. Why? Why do you ask?" And you take the finger and you go, "Because it just tastes different today."
That would probably
the best time to do it is around Thanksgiving when you have the whole family over.
Oh, okay,
so you can get like prank like 10 people at once.
Right?
Yeah, it just tastes nuttier today than it normally does. It's just very strange to me. What are you feeding them?
That's from what is that from?
I don't know. Someone.
Yeah,
someone
no,
came
it's
over
from.
There.
Is
it a movie thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's.
I've done
it's,
it.
Oh, it's
Go ahead.
The one Denzel won the Academy Training Day.
They're
talking about a guy who fooled a judge to thinking he was insane by going into his pants and pulling out peanut butter and eating it.
Yeah, that's what it's from. I mean, that might be a different version of it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a different version, but it's about it's eating peanut butter to fool people into thinking you ate something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, you also did a Mandela effect there.
I did?
Yes, you did. What kind of peanut butter?
Jiffy.
Yeah.
Jif?
No such peanut butter. Yep.
It's Jif, huh?
It's Jif. A lot of people think it's Jiffy. People say that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because it's Skippy and...
No, I got you. It's Jif.
Jif.
No Jiffy.
No Jiffy. Just Jif.
Seems like it'd be more fun if it were Jiffy, though, right?
I wouldn't be opposed to a brand change.
All right.
You want to call the people at Jif?
I mean, if you want me to.
We could have a Jif sponsor?
Nah.
You could be Jif and I could just have the Y on my shirt?
Jif and Jiffy.
Tiffy.
Is that right? It's not Jiffy, though. There's
just,
no Jiffy.
Just Jif.
A little Mandela effect.
Yes.
Like that. Good call. You got me on that one.
That's okay. I'm just letting you know.
Here's Timmy in Glen Cove on the Fan. Timmy, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Listen, I just want to say, I want to know what Joe Judge is thinking. This guy must be outside of his freaking mind, right? I'm a 25-year-old father. I just had my first kid.
He turned
one the other week.
Awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, right? My wife was pretty good. She definitely did her fair share of the diapers that night. But if I went up to her and I said, "Hey, babe, I'm not getting up tonight because my boss says I got to be good at my job tomorrow," not only would she cut off my balls and feed them to me, she'd drive to my boss's house and do the same thing to him.
You're right.
This guy's crazy.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
That's
like,
an easy thing to say.
His kids are obviously out of diapers at this point.
Yeah.
But depending on who the woman is that you married or you're having a baby with,
yes,
you might be in harm's way. So, honey, listen. I love changing diapers. And there's nothing better than getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning and doing the bottle feeding. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that new boss, Ted, at work, he brought us all in today. And he said, "Look, here's the deal. Your sleep is much more important than your wife's.
Right.
Your sleep and attention to detail work is far more important than anything she has going on. So you let her know when you go home, you ain't helping out."
She's making 70 cents on the dollar anyway. Yeah, like,
right.
Let's be honest.
That's right.
So let's just make sure.
And she's lucky to be making that.
We know where the priority is.
Yeah.
All right?
I wonder, like, Joe Judge is going to have to come out, and I'm assuming, because the way the world works today, there's going to be some type of apology, don't you think?
I would think so.
Like, he goes.
I think he'll try to explain himself.
Even though he's trying to be, like, honest and real.
He's trying to help a kid out.
He's trying to say, "Look, here's the reality. You're on a full scholarship. And by the way, half of you are getting paid. Forget about just a scholarship. So we have some expectations of you. And that is 100% of your time when it's football season, football practice, et cetera, et cetera."
Mm-hmm.
So while it may have come across as crude and offensive to some, I'm being real with my guys. And we've had players on our teams who've, you know, gotten girls pregnant, and I got to keep it real with them too.
Yep.
Yeah, if we're paying you NIL money, you are not changing diapers at 2 o'clock in the morning. Right?
Yeah.
Now, no one's going to react well to that.
No.
But that's your guy, Joe Judge. You want to back his head coach or no?
No.
You good with him? You good?
Yeah. I was, along with everybody else, and what's ironic about it, you mentioned my guy and do I want him back as coach. Ironic thing was the best thing he ever did was speak. His opening press conference
was money.
Was money.
Yeah, I agree.
For days, we were like, this guy was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was the greatest press conference ever. And it was like an unknown hire. Nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
He was a special teams guy with New England for 1 year. It was an out-of-the-box hire. And we're all wondering who Joe Judge is. And then he steps up to the podium and
killed it. Yeah.
And we were all pumped about it. Now he's, you know, putting his foot in his mouth.
Yeah, a little bit.
If he can't speak, he's got nothing.
I agree.
His superpower is his voice. His superpower is like speaking to people.
JoJo's in Brooklyn. Joey, what do you got?
What's up? That Jiffy Pop used to be Jiffy Pop. That's what you get Jiffy from. Jiffy Pop used to be the popcorn they put on the stove.
Yeah.
And used to heat it up, and it used to blow up into aluminum. Yeah. It's an old school popcorn thing.
By the way, you're right.
That was Jiffy Pop.
But that was Jiffy Pop. So to be fair, though, I was not making that confusion. Big Mac is right.
Mm-hmm.
I was bastardizing Jif and making Jif peanut butter Jiffy.
Don't let it happen.
We've all had Jiffy Pop. That's with the tinfoil, and you have to shake it back and forth for an hour and a half over the open flame. La da dee, la da da, la da dee. Yeah, yeah.
Times are amazing.
Yes.
Now you just put it in the microwave.
Yeah, I prefer
the Jiffy Pop. Sit there and shake it.
Yeah. I still buy the
Have you ever made your own?
Yes.
I see it on Instagram every once in a while. The kernels, the oil.
No,
I
do.
Put it in the pan.
That's
how
we
do it. With the lid on it. And you can put all the different stuff in. You put a little Nutella in it or something. You get like chocolate popcorn.
I never did that.
Yeah.
We make our own popcorn. That's almost exclusively what we do.
Really? You buy the kernels?
I buy like the Orville Redenbacher kernels. Mm-hmm. I get the Orville Redenbacher red oil.
Okay.
And then I like to buy the white cheddar cheese topping, that's a big topping in my household.
Yeah.
But my wife keeps telling me that's poison, it's going to kill me.
I'm sure it is.
So, yeah, on the hotline right now, I have, look who's here from Cedar Grove, my main man, Tommy DeVito's Pops, checking in. Mr. DeVito, how are you, sir?
Good, how you doing, guys?
Doing great.
Good, how are
doing
you?
Doing great.
Now, you have to understand...
Mm-hmm.
I'm old school. I was raised old school.
Uh-huh.
My mother did not work. My father worked two jobs.
Okay.
So I'm of the belief that if the wife isn't working and the husband has a daunting job, then the wife gets up with the baby because we have to go to work.
Yes.
When we get home, it's a different story. If the wife works, it's a different story. But if the wife doesn't work and the husband works, I would expect the wife to get up.
Yes, now that, by the way, same in my household. That's a very old school way of doing it. But you said something interesting there. You said a daunting job. Now, I know what you do for a profession, and many people might consider that daunting because heavy lifting, you know, on your knees, you know, fixing stuff, you know, wrenches and this and that. Would you consider your job daunting? And is that how it worked when Tommy and the rest of the gang came through?
Most definitely daunting job. The work never stops. My wife, sick, hopped on a plane at 3:45 a.m. this morning to fly up to Boston to help Tommy move the U-Haul to bring all his stuff back here in New Jersey to load it all up. We just got done.
Wow.
And I had to cut my work day short and bring my workers to help. So our parents' love never stops for their children.
Of course not.
We'll do anything for them, of course.
Let me ask you a question about that. That's interesting to me. Your son plays professional football. And by the way, congrats on the run to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl
and obviously
a
tough day for everybody in New England. He couldn't have, Will Campbell with his short arms help pack up his boxes and get the U-Haul on the road?
No, he definitely can. But Mom drove his car back while he drove the U-Haul because he couldn't drive two vehicles. So. Mother was not requested, but mother ran.
Well, that's what moms
do.
So I have to ask you a question about Mrs. DeVito, if I may. All right? Now, I have dear friends that live in Cedar Grove, okay? I'm not going to say their names on the radio. And there's been a bit of a debate about the DeVito chicken cutlet. So I always wanted to ask you this question, and you probably know you and I have some friends in common who I know have tried to connect us in the past. There's one version of the story that your beautiful wife makes one of the greatest cutlets in New Jersey. There's another story that she's not really the cutlet maker in the DeVito household. And I need to get a straight answer on where do the DeVito cutlets truly come from? You? Because I've told you can take care of business in the kitchen as well. Or your beautiful wife?
You've been lied to, because honestly, I kind of don't even butter my own bread. I was the youngest of four growing up. I was the baby of the family.
Okay.
So when it comes to cooking, I think that's like a job, so I play dumb to act like I don't know what I'm doing.
You just eat. Yeah, I got it.
I got you.
I just like to eat.
That's why you weren't in the Rayos commercial. I was looking for you.
Exactly. All my friends are good cooks.
Yeah.
It's like, cooking for men for suckers. I mean, that's like an extra job.
Well, especially when you have the job you have, come home, there better be a meatball and some sauce or gravy to dip, right? I got it.
Absolutely.
All right, so Mrs. DeVito does make legitimately fantastic chicken cutlets on her own.
They are terrific.
Okay. Well, look, I appreciate you checking in. Best to Tommy.
Yeah.
And I'll grab you one of these days offline and grab a beer with you. It'd be great.
Love the show, guys. Have fun.
Right, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. There you go. Tommy DeVito's Pops checking
in. How about that?
There you go. That's an old school way of thinking.
That is an old school way of thinking.
Yeah, I believe if you're moving around like, you know, 2-ton water boilers.
Right.
I expect dinner to be on the table, and you're doing the diapers.
Yeah, and I'm not waking up.
That's exactly right.
I'm not waking up.
You know, there used to be a thing, I think back when your dad probably grew up, when my dad grew up, where it wasn't even a thought that a man was changing a diaper.
Yeah.
That was like, what are you talking about, change a diaper?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think my dad used to brag about the fact he's never changed a single diaper in his life.
Yeah.
But that was an old school way of thinking. And then we kind of got soft.
No, when I was changing diapers, because again, my mother lived with us, lives with us, she was always, look at you.
Look at you.
Your dad wouldn't have done this in a million years.
And she's
such a great father.
See?
Like, thank you.
But your wife would be like, if you don't change that diaper, you're dead.
Hell yeah. Exactly. We had a schedule worked out on the sleep, on who woke up. We did it week by week. You had a week.
Yeah.
And there was no asking her to do it on my week, that's for sure.
I got you. All right, more of the Joe Judge stuff coming up. We'll get some more info on the Yankee situation for Cam Schlittler on a bad back. And the Knicks last night, big wins by 49 points against those no-good Sixers. Lots cooking here on The Fan. Don't touch it.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17. So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.